וידבר אלוקים אל משה ויאמר אליו אני השם ויאמר אל אברהם אל יצחק ואל יעקב ואל שכי ושמי השם לא נדעתי להם. They didn't know the shame of Yudkei Vavkei. They only knew the Kel Shakai. Chena mo lebnei Yisrael, ani Hashem. I am Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. Vatsis Yisrael mitahasi bus Mitzrayim. Vatsalti Yisrael mehavdasam. Vatsalti Yisrael mezorin etuya b'shvatim gdolim. He doesn't even bother to ask a question on the Pesukim. He just like totally jumps in to a seemingly totally, totally different. Kisa b'gemara Erechin. Seen the Gemara in Erechin. Amar Rav Bar Shila. I'm just laughing because everybody here potato peeling.
Yeah, sorry.
Amar Rav Bar Shila. Amar Rav Masna Amar Shmuel. My great vice of the Beis Hamikdash. There was like a shovel in the Beis Hamikdash. Yud Nekav Nayavah. There were 10 holes in it. Kol Echad Vechad Motzi Asar Min Yizemer. Out of every hole, there was a different sound that came out of it, as holes many often do. In Nimtzes Kula Motzi Meh Min Yizemer. So 100. If you have 10 holes, 10 different sounds in each hole, you would have 100 sounds altogether. The Masnizin Tanu here, Amma v'Gavoa Amma v'Kata Yotze Emena v'Asar Nekavim Hayuba Kol Echad Motzi Meya Minei Zemer Nimtzis Kula Motzi Elef Minei Zemer Perish Rashi Magrefa Sheva Gorfin Es Hadeshin Om Ezbeach. So they had a Magrefa, we'll call it a shovel, but I don't know if it's exactly a shovel, but some people say that it was Amma, Amma v'Gavoa Amma was very long, like it's a big handle, and on the handle and on the hole and all the parts of in all the parts of 100 holes, and each hole had 10 minei zemer. There was 1,000 minei zemer coming out of this magrefa. What did the magrefa do? Says Rashi, it did the chumas hadeshim, which is the first avodah every morning, to take the ashes off the to take at least part of the ashes off the mizbeach, right? Every morning they do the chumas hadeshim. Why do we need a singing kli to do Chumas Hadeshen? By the way, if you ever pass like on a windy day, a place where like they have a metal fence, you can hear like different sounds coming out of the different things. That's probably what it is, like little holes in the metal that creates different sounds. Why do you need a singing shovel? But Dafka Zemer Rav Shalev, why did 1,000? Yosim kol klishir, more than any klishir. Achis Meseches Tamis, it said in Meseches Tamis, Shibiricha Yushomis kol ha-magrefa, and then in Yericho they would hear the sound of the magrefa in Yericho. Right, Yericho, we're talking about over 30 kilometers from Yerushalayim, approximately 30 kilometers from Yerushalayim. In Yericho they heard the magrefa, it was such a loud sound. Vatosis perishim b'shvil zeh perish acher tzichim lahavin perish Rashi ma inyan lefi matzavai menu. Tosis gives a totally different shot about what the magrefa is. I don't know what it is, but we have to understand. Let's learn according to Rashi. What's his idea of the kli of the chumas hadeshim giving out so many thousand different sounds which you could hear in Yericho? V'hine b'meseches tamid b'inyan ha'aram hadeshim iso b'regaloi medashen osumim neishu noilim izbeach. During all the regalim, they would not do chumas hadeshen. They would leave it on a big pile of ashes. Why? Because it was beauty to them, it was bad to see, for people to see this big, big heap of deshen. Because they say, wow, there's a place, there's a lot of carbonus. But now in Mazdam and Ramah, Sharu al Ribu, where carbonus, but Dafka bad deshen. What's pshat? You see a bunch of ashes that, wow, that's so beautiful, there must have been so many carbonus. Leave like animals around, leave like bones around, I don't know. Why leave ashes? Why does ashes show the beauty of the Mizbech and all the korbanos that were brought over was bechinas ve'elu la'olos tachas b'no, like in Keres Yitzchak, they brought the ol instead of the son. The korban is coming now. It says shneimar ba'av mavinu shachote bechina mevi dor la'ola yatzarik litenis nafshu korban la'Hashem, that the chote really has to give his soul to Hashem. V'nos tatoi eitzes, how do I give my soul to Hashem? I can't kill myself. I'm just to kill myself. Shachu korban behema, you bring a korban behema, and that represents your nefesh going to Hashem. Chen korbanos habehemos maros lano ramas shachas shekrivu nasad deshen v'rom yosef masher rabu a korbanos shekrivu. So this is the famous line that you don't know what it's got to. You don't know what you got till it's gone. So that when a person is a chet, he missed out an opportunity. Chet means to miss an arrow. You have the matara, you have the goal. Chet is lahachti, is to veer off. He veered off, and he lost the opportunity to have the divine Shechina over him by the chait. And he made the Aleph silent. The Aleph is the Alufu Shalom, and the chait. The Aleph is there, but the Aleph is silent. He silenced the Aleph in his life, and therefore he has to bring the Aleph back in his life by the Korban. And by seeing the Deshen, he sees afterwards. The Deshen represents afterwards. And the Korban, you look back afterwards saying, oh, what it could have been if I didn't do that thing. What it could have been. Kishanashim Yisrael, meaning the Deshen represents afterwards. Looking it back. Kishanashim Yisrael Nadarim, when people Yisrael are lost, Nevitzonim Yisbarach, Shekach Alu Machshav Lefonim Yisbarach, Shem Yavu Lekorban Elov Yisbarach. Because that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. He saw me in 1942. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted these people to be Korbanos. Wow. This is what he's saying about himself and all the Jews around him. Hashem wants us to be the Korbanos. And now that we're lost, now we realize how great it was. Rav Bekamos, Rav Be'echus, Tchilik Shayei Manu, how great it was when the Shechina was with us. How much we cherished it, like the apple of our eye. How much we were so happy with, I guess, the Torah, with Tefillah, with Avodah. We weren't able to value what we had with us, because it was with us. We didn't know how great it was when it was with us. Now that it's gone, Rachmana Litzlan, Rom Yosef, Ma'am, Old, Chasev, Meim Lanu. How much we miss it. How much, I guess the guy, the alumni can feel this a little bit, you know, even you in Yeshiva, you don't realize, you know, I'll miss this and I'll miss that. It's a big deal. Go with my parents for 2 weeks and go home to America for 3 weeks and then do this and do that. It's okay. And then when you know, at least from what I'm seeing you from you, I think just one day in Yeshiva, one day, one week. How can it be? You're not going to listen to this. How can it be? You're not going to go to that. How can it be? We don't know what it's going to. Ve'ema melis nachem bilti b'divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Kach ola b'machshava lefanai. The only nechama we have is the story of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva was. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw Rabbi Akiva being his skin being ripped off, and he says, "How could it be? This is Torah, this is Torah, this is the Torah, and this is reward." And Hashem says, "Stop! Why? Kach alav machshava lefana. This is what came to my mind, and this is what he says. This is our nechama. Kach alav machshava lefana. In Hashem's mind, kach alav machshava lefana. And if that's Hashem machshava, that's Hashem machshava. This is how he grapples with the Holocaust. Classic way. Again, he's not yelling at the Nazis. Not that he didn't think the Nazis were showing him the mushroom. Of course. But now that he wasn't yelling at a politician, he wasn't yelling at another Jew. He's just kach olam machshav lefnei Hashem. That's kach olam machshav lefnei. Anybody going to Poland or anything, this is just a great thing to keep in mind. Kach olam machshav lefnei. Why? Kach olam machshav lefnei. Back to the magrefa. The magrefa made the off efer of the korbanos, the charcoal of the korbanos. It was in order to create a great awakening above, that the above hears this song, and there's a great awakening from above. Kama Shamar Kassus, the Pasuk says, Biyom Simchaschem Amadechem Roshechot Sheichem V'tikatem Mechatzot Zoros Ala Loseichem Ala Zimshechishlemechem V'lachem Zikon Lufnei Alokechem Ani Hashem Alokechem on the great days on the Roshechot Hashem below the Chatzot Zoros on the Zimshechishlemechem, and it will be remembrance to God. So we see song calling out the Chatzot Zoros, the trumpets were arousing up the heavens. Song arouses the heavens. So too the magrefa arouses the heavens. The sound of the magrefa arouses the heavens. The chayin haremes who shalo lano bilvad mor kolkach deshen hakorbanos achas shalo marom yosef shem mitchila meaning rak came gam mor. It's not only us that after the fact we realize how great it could have been. Even the marom, the deshen, the trumas hadeshen, which is after the korban. After the mice was already done, Also the Marom also sees how great it could have been. It is also a concept of looking back in the Marom. So too in the Marom, just like we're cherishing all that time back and remember in the mikvahs and the yeshivas were filled and the tishes and now we're in the Warsaw ghetto being destroyed. The Marom was also aroused much more looking back, because the Deshen has that aspect of looking back afterwards, after it's coals. You got, we have the connection between the coals and looking back, and it's after it's done, after the Korban's done, that creates a great awakening after it's done, holding on, that longing. A quick story, there's a very, very special Jewish man, Danny Eisenstock. It was the second year of the yeshiva, we were in Tzfat, and this is the old days, we stayed in the Rhone Hotel at the very top of Tzfat, and I got everyone excited that we're going to go down to Rav Koenig from the Rebbe of Breslov. I spoke to Rav Koenig, he said it's fine, he wasn't feeling well, but he was living down below then, because he couldn't go up, and then he got some like liver transplant from like some great athlete, and Baruch Hashem, he's doing much better. But at that time he was really, really bad, he ate in Breslov. So I said, and I said, Dada, I said, is the Rebbe still okay for it? He said, yeah, come. And so we came, and we were sitting in the big shul, and I found the Rebbe, he was eating, and I was so excited, oh, I got him. But I wasn't sure the whole time. He says, you know, I have no cough to speak. And he sends his like 17-year-old son. So, whatever. We had a beautiful tish. It was like we had the whole shul to ourselves. And, it was beautiful. And Daniel just like got up, and I was feeling so broken. I felt so bad. You know, we walked all the way down from the top, 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 top. And Daniel just said, you know, so you think that it's not so great that Rav Koenig wasn't able to speak to us today. Because, you know, we're all looking forward to it. So it was on a certain level. It's greater than he didn't speak us today, because we're left with the longing inside of ourselves. Sometimes that longing of, and sometimes that idea of that chit lishma. I know it's a very difficult idea of chit lishma. There's a certain amount of chit that has to be done by Am Yisrael in order to long for that, in order to long for what could have been. What could have been. Create a certain moment. Not that we should do the chit lechatchila. Rav Tzadok talks about this at length. If your chit are like the day set, you know, you're in sync with the Torah you're supposed to say, kishelig yalvin, like snow will be Torah, because the chit is part of the Tahara process, because it creates a longing. The deshin creates a greater longing in Shemayim. 1,000 meters emers. And this is his favorite, one of his favorite gemaras. Shabbi Yossi, kishispal b'chor ba'achas b'chor b'Yerushalayim. Shabbi Yossi would daven in one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Koshavu reish b'seches brachos. Shama baskol. While he was davening in the ruins of Yerushalayim, he heard a baskol. Oy shechavti es beisiv shechavti es echoli glaskel v'nehumos. Oy, that I destroyed my house and I sent them with the nations of the world. Lama lo shama arata. Why didn't hear it till now? Deliyahu amar lo shebechol yom kishison nechnasu b'dekas. Every Eliyahu said every time when a person goes to shul and says Yehi Shmei Rabba, Hashem says, oh, praise be to my children who say this, but also oy to my children who I've sent out, and oy to the father that I've sent out. So every day Eliyahu is screaming that out. Why did it take Rav Yossi here to hear it? Because why? Because Rabbi Yossi, where is he davening in the Churva? What does Churva represent? The missed opportunity. Don't you remember the shul, how great it was? Don't you remember? That's a heritage tour. Don't you remember? Well, why is everyone connected to Europe so much? Because the Trum Sadesha. So what was? What could have been? I always wonder what could have been. That's why Rabbi Yossi felt it in the Churva, in the destroyed place. Because that's a place where you felt, oh, what was? Kiviyochel and Marim in the heavens is also Shomer Rabbi Yossi Mashalosh Shamarata. Both Rabbi Yossi could hear it better because he was in the Churva, but also the sound in the Churva is much more, because the Marim is much more of a stir after the fact that, oh, Rabbi Yossi, you're davening in the shul. Don't you remember the shul? Right? You know, almost want to make it like the Churva is rebuilt, you know, like, you remember, the Churva was rebuilt, and you have an old Jew walking and saying, oh, I remember this place. Rabbi Yossi was, I think, Bar Mitzvah there. He said, do you remember this place? And now it's rebuilt, so we don't have, we lose that longing a little bit. In fact, I was in the old city one time, and there was a guy, he's like, I was standing there with Chaim Daver, he was very close to Churba, and this is when they just started to rebuild it, and they took the ark down, the famous ark down. I don't know if you guys even remember.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one in ark now. So he goes, where's the ark? He's looking at a tour guide, and the guy, he asked him, he goes, where's the ark? So Chaim Daver's like, brother, they're building it. No more ark, building it. He goes, again, but where's the ark? The famous ark. And Chaim Daver's like, you know, they're building it, they're rebuilding it, you don't need an ark. Ark is just a month. He's like, looks at him and goes, listen, brother. Mashiach's coming back, but Ulu's coming, we're rebuilding. If you want to be stuck in the Torah book, that Torah guide book, that's good for you, but we're rebuilding. But there is something to be lost. There is something that, that longing of like, oh, what was. And that's why people love going back to Europe to Ger. And they say, who cares about the Gerish people in Europe? Just because what was there? What was there? What does this mean for our avoda? Rabbi Ramez Lono, the node of Mishari Kedusha, Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital says, okay, now he's going to go on a totally different topic, but I think he brings it back. I'm not sure how, but every time I learn this piece, I don't know where it's going. Shemir Adal Yisod Shabbat Mishra Yitzhar, from the four Yisodos of man, come the Yitzharas in all four Yisodos. Meaning Yisod Eish, Kas, fire, is anger. Misara Ruach, Gaiva. Misara Mayim, Taiva. Because Mayim has no borders. They go all over. They go all over. Taiva has no borders.
Mayim can also be Chesed in Torah.
Mayim is Chesed. Because Mayim, Chesed also means a lack of borders. But the furthest thing of Chesed is Taiva. As we see in his Yishmael and Abram's children, you have. The Chesed gives born to the highest level of Chesed breeds the highest level of Taiva, and then Yitzchak has the highest level of Gvur is Esav, which is killing. That's Midah brought out to its furthest. So mine does mean Torah because Torah is breaking all boundaries. Chesed is breaking all boundaries, but also it's also bad to break boundaries in the other extreme in Taiva. So that's Mayim. And Yisod Ha'ofar, the ground, which is the fourth Yisod, is Atzlus, is laziness. Sefer Kodesh Emre Elimelech Yisra. This is his father's Sefer. Sheyetz Ha'or Shachamim Asa'averi Yicholim Nikulachnis Kedushu Shamshbul Yisra'or V'chamim Yisra'or Mitzvah. Taiva, lust. Yeah, it's a bad meaning, but it could also be used for the good. Bring that lust and bring that taiva into the Torah. Bring that passion into Torah. Like the story of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, Chel Chalaraisa, bring all your kof back to Torah. You're a robber now. You see you jumping off the thing. You had a taiva for me because you thought I was a woman. Chel Chalaraisa, bring all your kof to Mashahenke, but it's not true. Yetzahar shall kriris amalek. Ir shall achnas the kedusha. The kriir of amalek. The indifference. Impassionate, is impassionate a word in him? But not caring, the slothfulness, there's nothing good about that. You can't bring that into a good avodah. The curse of Amalek, there's nothing positive. Ki yeter mishamesh badad yisodes lara, v'yisod ofer mishamesh yeter shel Amalek b'chinas v'nachash ofer lachmo. The nachash is represented. Ofer eats the ofer. The nachash is connected to the ofer. V'nemalor orat mikol abeimus mikol chayzet agachon chotelus v'ofer tochol chol imecha. Here presented ofer the nachash. Tzurich lahaven ha'efshel mishamesh b'gabo atzus la'aver shelo yaseh. Wait, atzus is good. What could atzus be good for? Okay, so the guy's lazy, so he's not going to go out and do the affairs. Guy says, New Year's, you know, I'm lazy, I don't want to go out. Oh, great, you just saved yourself from Kilaris and other.
We learn in Mazilus Sharm that the laziness, that laziness isn't. Is like by being inactive, you're
I was actually going to quote you right. Very
you're good destroying thing. Yourself.
Very good, yeah. It's charming. Maybe lack of juice is not so bad. After all, you're not let the you know this guy is inactive. He's doing a chatari. So you'll be lazy and you just won't do. You don't like to talk on the phone. Great. You want to speak less than Lashon Hara. Great. You don't like to walk in the street. Great. No. Says Yechiel, very good. I was thinking about that while I was reading that. Thank you. You could bring Atzus in a Averis. So why can't you bring Atzus into just not getting up and doing Averis? But Inyan came in Shayitzahar Shal Kriyus Pogim Gam Emuna. That Kriyus gets to our Emuna. indifferent to Ketzer Amun. And therefore use everything for the bad. Once you're being pogging in the level of laziness in Amalek and Kriros, it's pogim in the root of the Amunah, which ruins everything. Meaning, you may have type. Baal Taiva, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have Amunah. He just has this greater will in himself for Taiva. But the Atzlan, it's down to the core of Amunah. And then everything else, because he's lazy, is used for the bad. So laziness, sorry, this idea of like,
what is Tava again?
What's the definition? Lust. He didn't really develop the idea of why Kriyas connects to Amunah. I guess you all can think about that. I don't want to go into that because it's such a long piece of Zionism. The Chol remind you not to be sort of off of the Karim. Oh, sorry. What is the Indian of the Atzis and Amuna? What is? I'm lazy if I don't have Amuna. What is it? There is a Mishamish Mugay Torah Shal Amol with Chol Amuna Chasachal. How does the Midah of Amol work with this? Have a Friday Bar Shal Amuna Shal Bisi Yisrael Lihum Ruach Shal Kedusha Asher Bo Shal Yidei Zemam the Malam Asfagas Mishichlo. That Amuna is something that's from the Ruach HaGedusha. A person has to be above his head, above his seichel, above his mind, above his thinking. A person must raise above it. When a person's lazy, his mind sinks. He's not able to be above himself. He's not able to be above his mind. He's not able to think beyond himself. He's not able to have Amuna. To attain Amuna, you have to be thinking the unthinkable. You have to be bigger than yourself. And Atzus is the constricting of yourself, constricting to yourself to the point that there's no way Elchap. Any you won't even think about where your mind is hardly working, let alone things above your mind. There's no way you're going to get it. When a person has a lot of tzaras on him, and a person who's broken is also broken in Amunah. Mitchila, ain't no machshav v'sefech Amunah chazal. First, he doesn't have a machshav against Amunah. Rak shegam esorim esuruch Amunah gam ken ain't no mitnei nefilas. He doesn't have. He's not excited about Amunah. He's not excited about God. The world things are too rough to start thinking about God. Kishochef hu. V'kulo nasa ke'em v'titum alei v'amoch ma'at ma'at kam machshav z'psulos. Slowly. He doesn't have, there's no point that it's anti-Amuna. It's like, you know, the Chazal say, no one can watch a blade of grass grow. It's something that you don't see. Come back and it grows, but you don't see it. So sometimes certain things, you don't see the things wither away. So with the Yetzer, once Kriyas gets in there, once Atzlus gets in it, it just withers away and you don't know it. You don't see it. It just hits you one day. Why am I so far? It's just, you know, it's like a pilot, they say, like it flips a vertical. They don't even know that they're upside down. Right? They don't even know that they're upside down. We don't even know that our moon just fell because we were. The chain of Babudas of Karbonus, Shalom, you saw the Asian delicious Kodash. The Karbonus was done with great passion. It's done with great passion. Nisha, Eifer, Bechinus, Yisoda, Upper, Shenenu, Nichnas, Bekadusha. So what's left after the great passion? After the opposite of passion. The dust, the cold, the soot. We met Torben also, and we do Chumas addition with what? With my great fish of Simini Klei Zemesh, Simchas Yishuv Yisrael. It's the song, it's the simcha, it's the liveliness, it's the levedik. Kib Yishuv Simcha Lahalas HaKol. How do you bring up coals? How do you bring up Eifer? How do you bring up dust? Dust and coals, basically the same thing. How do you bring it? Through a lot of song, through a lot of simcha. To get from darkness to light. But they wouldn't do that. Why? We didn't need this song. The regal, there's so much song in the regal of Atavachatanu, you know, Abisamachta. Everyone was so happy that they look at the ashes. We didn't need a special magrefa to make that song. Therefore, we didn't have to do the Chumas Adeshin. But usually, the Chumas Adeshin represent that even the Atzlus we could pick up. But we have to pick up Atzlus with song, So as you know, when you watch, you know, Shlomo Katz and you watch the Chumash Hadesh and the actually, you know, the coals and they're just being picked up, you know. There's no Hashem, you know, that the way to pick that up is with great songs, with a thousand different types of songs.
A good example of that is a story where they're here, Hasidim, and they were marching into the gas chambers, singing Ein Kitzur. You remember, you know that story?
Sounds familiar.
They were marching in.
Right.
Basically, saying, you know, we're sacrificing our lives for Hashem. We're happy.
The Dal Yisodos that we just went through, air, water, are connected to the Yud K Vav K, the four letters of Hashem. The Yisod Offer Nimshach Mos Hey Achrona, the offer is connected to the last Hey, Shushem Shibichnis Malchus, which is representing Hashem's Malchus. Right? I recommend read. Rabbi Kaplan's book, Inner Space. He goes to a beautiful mashal of the Baal Shem Tov, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yud is taken from above. The hay is giving it to the five hands. No, the last hand is taking it, right?
The hay is God's hand.
God's hand giving.
Yeah.
Right? The Vav is the outstretched hand. The hay is the kli hand. So Malchus, which represents the world receiving from Hashem, is the last hay. And that's connected to offering, that's connected to laziness. I don't know why that's connected. When we have atzus, the hay falls off. I can't say that the hay is lost. That means the malchus of Hashem is lost. Therefore, Hashem wants to give, and there's no taker. But a person in Atzlan is no taker. Hashem is great, he wants to give, and there's no taker. It's like you watch, you know, in yeshiva, I'm sorry to make everything parable to yeshiva, like, you know, when a guy just doesn't want to do anything, you have so many of them want to give, and this opportunity, but there's no taker. And the hay is cut off. And when the hay is cut off, there's a song. It says, because it was early, Yachanim Doda, Shar Shir Kenoda. They want to come back, they start singing a song to come back. Sing a song longing that I miss you. Right, how many songs were written about I miss you, I'm longing for you on this?
I think that the Dodi Lihara Shir Shirim in general.
Shir Shirim in general. Right? And this is Imdoda Shar Shir Kenoda. I don't know where he's quoting from here, but I can't say every word for word there, but when something is far, you sing a song to get back together. You're longing is in a song, and you sing out where is my beloved, and the other beloved hears the song and they connect. Through song we the lost hay comes back to the Yud Kei Vav, to the outstretched hands of Hashem. We need Shir Hashirim. Shneimar v'yisrachus dodi chamak avar v'aznas en nafshi yotza b'dvaro. I need to tell you English in Tanakh to really get the right translation here. Let's wait till the end. We got the idea. Hainu sha'idei yisrachus and yisorah shirish yisorah b'chukhi yisrach. When there's yisrachus, when there's distance, it awakes shira in a person. That's what it means. Not. Yeah, I have to get the psukim. Kemoshiroim gam ba'av uben kishmisachim zemizem is oris avos yoser. So inim kol hazemim, and that's the idea of the magrefa and the deshen, the yisoda afar in the afterthought, in the afar which represents laziness, the soot of the korban. Sheideachvedus mis oris yoser lechukul leshira. Because when you have this Yisrachus, the only way to come back is with great chuka and shira. Because everything was sung on the regalim, they left it on the mizbeach, And let us just watch it, because this alone creates a tshuka. It's sometimes being distant, and this connects to the Baal Tanya's piece with Mayim Rabin, sometimes being distant creates a great longing, creates a great shira, creates, you know, anybody, you know, and when a person leaves his house on a business trip or Milwaukee or whatever it is, has like a renewed sense of longing to his house, to his home. Now, so then, the churva. Now, let's go back to the churva. Shamar of Yosi Mimneshaz, this Ori Yosi, Rachmanatar Yisrael. Yosi heard it better in the churva, because that's what there was greater pain in the churva. With this greater pain, the noise is louder, because the shira comes much stronger when you're looking for somebody. Now we go back to this week's parsha. After it says "Vaydaber Lukim," which is din, he says "I am Yud Kei Vavkei," which is rachamim. I showed myself to the avos below kiyamti, but they didn't keep that up with the avos. And Rashi says the famous words, "Chaval the avdin below mishtachin." Chaval and what was lost, but we don't forget it. Chaval and the avos, we didn't walk in the ways of the avos and we forgot it. But what is misora on the chaval? When a person says chaval, that's the deshen of the mizbech. Let's see afterwards. That's looking afterwards. Hagu'ul misores. And what's the next words? Ve'otzeiti yisrael mitachas sevlos mitzrayim. So again, ve'idaber elokim amoshe ve'imalav ani Hashem. Right? Ve'eril avos, I came to the avos. Okay, let me read the full passage. Ve'idaber elokim amoshe ve'imalav ani Hashem. I'm Yudkei Vavkei. Ve'eril avos, I came to the avos. Ve'eril avos, I came to the avos. Ve'eril avos, and Rashi explains there, you have to look in the Rashi inside more again, that we showed to the avos, but we weren't able to sustain that. Chaval al da'avdin. But l'chein, but when there's a chaval al da'avdin, and we have a long for the avos, then l'chein amar b'nei salas, Hashem otzeisi yizchem mitachas elus, I will take them out, because that creates a great longing. That's what shavas nakasam, and then that's the next one. Hashem heard the naka, this longing, the shira of Am Yisrael. I want to be back. I want the hay to be connected to the yud hay and the vav. And there's a lot of things I'm missing. Look up in the shir shirim. The idea of the shir shirim is a song coming back to the beloved. The two songs, the lost one comes back to the beloved. So a wild piece. Sometimes we lost opportunities. We shouldn't lechatchila lose an opportunity. Once an opportunity is lost, once there's a chait, remember that you always have the korban chatas and the deshen, which comes afterwards, which could create a great feeling that chaval al da'avdin and chaval on what was lost. Sometimes a gevaldik avoda. But a person can also be brought down by it and be depressed by it. If that happens, bring it back by shira.
Seems like the same. There's some sort of parallel between a chayv lishma, and there's also something like a galus lishma, almost like
right.
It's meant for
right, you know, right, this long. Right, for sure, okay. Sure.